With lockdown rules starting to ease, many of us are finding new places to go walking. And we're going to be hearing from the National Trust in a little while. They're phasing the reopening of gardens and parklands in England, including here in Shropshire. But where are you found or explored whilst walking during lockdown? Barry Fuster is Vice Chair of Walkers of Welcome in Whitchurch. Barry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hello there, Jim.
Morning, Barry. Remind us about Walkers of Welcome. Tell us about Walkers of Welcome.
Well, since being on your show the last time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the vice chair anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm the chair.
Did you? Oh, that's a relief. I thought you'd been sacked because of something you said on the radio.
No. It's because I spoke to you.
Happens to the best of us. Oh, well, congratulations on your promotion to chair of Walkers of Welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. Walkers of Welcome, national organisation. It's a network of towns.
Right.
The town is the member of the network. It's not an individual person.
Okay.
And each town is there to encourage walking within that town or village or community, primarily to attract incoming tourism, local tourism.
Yeah.
So it's there for the economic health of the member, but also, of course, for the residents of the town. They're getting the exercise, the physical health is being improved, and the mental health, especially at this time.
Yeah, tell me a bit more about that, about how important that's been over the last couple of months.
Well, speaking as a walker, we have organised group walks in Whitchurch. We normally have three a month. And, of course, our members haven't been able to do that.
Yes.
So we found other outlets. So most have been going out walking. One lad, he's same age as me, but he goes out every morning about 6 o'clock.
Right.
In the morning. Mm-hmm. Does a walk, takes loads of lovely pictures, puts them on our Facebook page.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. That then developed into putting pictures up and saying, where was this taken?
Oh, right, see. Made a bit of a quiz out of it.
Other people started joining in, and now we're getting, what is this? What was it used for? And anything that's unusual. We've now got an anagram competition going.
This is what happens when people have too much time on their hands, isn't it, Barry?
It could be described as that, yes. But it's absolute fun because we're doing the social bit that we would be doing a walking, but just doing it through the Facebook.
Exactly, yes.
And that's an open page. People can come along and have a look at it if they want to. Our Facebook membership of our page has doubled over the last few weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's because people are tapping into, actually, where's he been to take that photo?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I might have a walk up there myself.
We've heard from other parts of the county that people deciding to go for a walk in somewhere pretty has caused chaos in places like Church Stretton over last weekend, for example. I know one of the things that Walkers Are Welcome does is to emphasise that walkers are welcome because it's economically helpful for the towns they visit. There is a bit of a balance to be struck, though, isn't there? Well, people in Church Stretton have been upset by people who've travelled a long way.
Right, I see what you mean.
The
thing is that the problem that Church Stretton's got is it's a honeypot for walking.
Yes.
Everybody knows Church Stretton. Walkers of Welcome towns tend to not be honeypots for walking. Places that are not renowned for it.
Yeah.
So the idea of the network is you can find places that aren't going to be swamped by people.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not going to be you're not going to be one of 50 or 100 people taking the same route at the same time.
Exactly. So it gives people that opportunity to go somewhere different. And that's the other thing. They're off the beaten track. Bit of a pun there, I suppose.
Aha, yeah.
But they're off the beaten track, and they're welcoming to walkers. Now, it's a bit awkward at the moment. A lot of businesses within the towns will have Walkers Are Welcome stickers in them, to advertise the fact that they are welcoming to walkers. We don't mind muddy boots.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Yeah,
not as much mud around at the moment.
No.
But that's the idea and concept of Walkers Are Welcome. It's to get people to go somewhere different, not the usual places like the lakes, like the Peak District towns,
yeah,
that are going to be swamped.
And locally, you know, what you're doing with your Facebook page is encouraging people to go and to go walking somewhere they've not been before, because inspired by the photographs that people are posting and all that kind of thing. Have you discovered anywhere locally lately that either you'd not walked around, not walked to, or walked around, or not visited for a while?
Do you know what, Jim? I haven't been for a walk for about 10 days.
Oh dear.
I've been working.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
I had planned going for one this morning, but somebody rang me up yesterday.
Oh, no, sorry.
You're okay, mate. You're all right. I'll go tomorrow. I haven't really, no. I'm looking forward to just getting out there, really. There's a nice walk takes. It's in our, a little plug here. It's in our book of walks that we published.
Okay.
It's called To Brothel and Back.
And what?
To Brothel. It's a town, a little village just outside Whitchurch. Not what you thought I said.
No, no, no. How is it spelled?
B-R-O-U-G-H-A-L.
B-R-O-U-G-H-A-L. Okay.
And
fine.
It's pronounced Brothel.
Pronounced Brothel.
With an
okay.
S in good the
job. It's a good job we're not on medium wave anymore. Complaints would have been piling in. Okay, so... Brothel, then. Yes.
Brothel, yeah. So that's a nice walk. I haven't done that for a while, so I'm looking forward to going out and going round there. I did it 1 year and came across... There was three of us on that walk at the time, and we came across about half a dozen fox cubs playing in the long grass.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
Just little magical moments like that in a walk. You know, it just stopped us in our tracks, and we stood and watched it for about 15 minutes. Till one suddenly came sniffing right up to me, realised I was a human being, and they all
right.
Liked it.
That was off. Yes. if people are perhaps listening to this, thinking I've not taken as much exercise as I should, or this could be an opportunity to go and explore somewhere, what advice would you give them, Barry? Just finally.
If we're talking generally round Whitchurch, go to our Facebook page and ask questions.
Okay.
That's Whitchurch Walkers. Make sure it's the Shropshire one and not the Hampshire one.
Yes, otherwise you get really confused.
Generally in Shropshire's Great Outdoors is a quite a good general page for all things walking in Shropshire. And that's a website.
Okay, Shropshire's Great Outdoors.
Shropshire's Great Outdoors.
It's, Whitchurch Walkers Facebook page.
Walkers Facebook page. Yeah, either of those two. Or the Walkers Are Welcome website, where you can click on towns all around the country. Because people are now starting to go a little bit further afield, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, quite.
I don't think we've got Barnard Castle on there, but...
It's very nice, though, apparently.
Very, yes.
If
you can see that far, yeah.
If a bit blurry. Barry, thank you very much for that.
Pleasure, sir.
Cheers, Barry.
Pleasure talking to you. You take care now.
And you too, Barry Fuster, the chair of Walkers Are Welcome in Shropshire. And Whitchurch Walkers, have a look at their Facebook page, Whitchurch Walkers. Or Shropshire Great Outdoors is also a good thing to look at.